This is the Composer's Datebook for April 5th. I'm John Zeck. Johann Strauss Jr. dominated the dance hall scene in Vienna in the first quarter century of his musical career, but the Waltz King was 45 years old before he tried his hand at writing an operetta. He was urged on by the management of Vienna's premier light opera venue, the Theater an der Wien, who were anxious to replace the extremely popular French operettas by Jacques Offenbach with some new works by Vienna's own and equally famous purveyor of light music. Even so, for Strauss's third operetta, the cagey theater managers hedged their bets by acquiring the rights to a French farce entitled Le Réveillon, which just happened to be written by the librettist for several of Offenbach's biggest hits. Le Réveillon was considered a little too French and a little too racy as it stood, so some substantial changes were made before Strauss set to work. The end result, retitled Die Fledermaus, or The Bat, opened in Vienna on today's date in 1874. Now, there is an oft-repeated myth that Fledermaus was initially a flop and that it closed after only 16 performances. But blame that on the famous American soprano Adelina Patti, who had booked the Theater an der Wien for a run of Italian opera performances shortly after Fledermaus was scheduled to open. When Patti and her troupe left Vienna, Fledermaus returned for more performances and has rarely been absent from Viennese stages from that day to this. For more long and short-running premieres, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music is one stick.